Blog Talk Radio.
Now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson.
And God bless you so much, and thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. Good morning to all of you all over the world. We do thank God for every person on this prayer line. I am aware that people don't have to be kind to you. I'm aware that people don't have to take time out for you. And I want you to know we appreciate you joining us all over the world. Thank you for coming from every hamlet, every village. And I want you all to open your hearts and minds, because we're not the only ones in America who God is touching and blessing through this prayer line. I want you to open your hearts to your brothers and sisters all in India, all in Africa, all in Australia, all in Poland, all in Germany, all in Russia, all in France and England. And I just keep on naming them. But there are people all over the world who are coming, who are embracing prayer, embracing praising God. It's so wonderful. And the Lord is using you, man, you, woman. The Lord is using you to help lead the way, to demonstrate to people how God is deserving of all the praise and all the honor. So I want to thank you for being awake this morning, not giving God a sleepy praise, but an awake praise, and so excited about what he has done for you. He woke you up this morning, started you on your way. You got able, you have your ability to move, and many of you to walk, and many of you to talk, and many of you who can see, and many of you here who hear. That's an awesome, ultra awesome blessing. Amen. I mean, there are so many people who would gladly trade places with you. No matter, you say, but I'm having some problems. Everybody is having problems all over.
This conference is being recorded.
People all over the world are suffering. People all over the world are having all kinds of problems. People all over the world are facing all kinds of storms. So if you have a storm, be grateful, because there are many people who had a storm last night and they are weeping right now, because the storm completely is over, in the sense there is no life left. Think about that. There is no life left. Have you ever lost a loved one? Have you? Your brother, your sister, your mother, your father, your uncle, your aunt, your niece, your nephew, your cousin? Can you remember what you went through? There are millions of people all around this world who are going through that right now. And yet you have life. You have the ability to tell the Lord, thank you. You ought to be grateful. Amen. We love you. We want to welcome you, coming from every church denomination and church affiliation. Finally, finally. Oh, thank you, God. Let me just say once again, God's people are coming together. Many of you are defying what the enemy is trying to do and saying, I'm not going to allow him to divide between from my brothers and sisters. Together we stand. See, that's what the enemy has been trying to do for centuries and ages, divide God's people. They don't do like we do at our church. They don't say it like we say it at our church. You don't talk like anybody else talks either. Many of you don't see things like other people see them. We're all different. Amen. So the enemy has used that to try to divide God's people. I explain it like the Holy Ghost. Folks don't understand the Holy Ghost. Some folks are afraid of the Holy Ghost because of the word ghost. They get scared. Oh, ghost, ghost. Yeah. And they don't understand. When people don't understand, then they can't embrace something. But the Holy Ghost is the best friend you'll ever have in your whole entire life. And he won't come into your life unless you want him more than anything in the whole wide world. And we don't understand the Holy Ghost because he didn't speak our language. Let me ask you something. Where are you from? Are you from Where? Omaha, Nebraska? Are you from Texas? Are you from Kansas? Are you from Virginia? Are you from Maryland or Kentucky? I mean, the Holy Ghost ain't from where you're from. He doesn't have that twang like you do down in Texas, some of you. He doesn't have that. He's not from there. He's from heaven. So his language is different. And what are you trying to say, Dr. Johnson? I'm trying to tell you that all of us are different. What child do you have in your home? What child do you have who is just exactly, I don't care if they're twins. What child do you have that is exactly like your other child? Nobody has another child exactly like the other child. They're different in some way. All of us are different. And the enemy has used this to divide God's people for eras and centuries. But now God is bringing us together through prayer and through praise. We all pray to the same God. We all praise the same God, I hope. Amen. So I want to thank you all for coming together this morning, amen, through this First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And we love you and we thank God for you. I do approach you very gingerly. I do approach you as a lamb. Listen to me, as a lamb coming to you, and you be the shepherd. I take the low road, amen. You be the shepherd or shepherdess, and hopefully you will have mercy on this lamb. Sometimes I'm a little hard on people on the line. I try to speak as nicely and genuinely as I can, but you have to understand I'm a man. I'm a man. I'm not a homeless. Oh, Lord, help me say the right thing here. I'm a man. I'll just say I'm a real man. And sometimes men are not as soft or don't speak as softly as many of our women do. Okay? And so bear with me. I'm trying to be nice as I can. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any sins and every sin of commission and omission. I'm trying my best to do everything that you have given me to do. Sometimes I miss it, but please be patient with me, and please don't be through with me. I'm trying. Thank you for your people everywhere. I do ask that you bless them in an ultra awesome, bountiful way. God, help them. Many people have their backs against the wall. Their back is against the wall, and they need your help. Oh, God, what is this you're showing me? Yeah, this woman who is, sobbing, weeping, hurt, bruised, sobbing. Oh, my God. Help her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Please help her. Oh, God, if you help the woman who had the issue of blood, who just touched the hem of your garment, through Jesus, surely you can help this woman who has been sobbing most of the night. Oh, God, I hear her crying heavily. God, please help, 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 help. You hear even our faintest cry. I'm asking you, not for me, but for her. Help her. And God, any man who's going through a struggle wants to support his family, but he hadn't had the work. He hadn't had the job that gives him liberty to do what he wants to do. Help him, God. You have a chunk tree, I believe, up in heaven. Would you shake it and send some chunks to the people of God? The enemy has been trying to take all the chunks to use them to support his work. But God, you showed me not too long ago that now the curse is being reversed. Yeah. The saints of God, the people of God, for eras have been under a curse of lack of money because they've accepted the propaganda that the enemy has put out to tell them that they don't deserve the money, that the money will lead them to hell, that they don't deserve the finances. Nobody put that out but the enemy. You're the richest person on the face of this earth. You would not have your children to be in poverty and you live in wealth, wealthier than everybody, that's not even your way. Bless your people. Reverse the curse and send finances to your people to support your kingdom all over the world and your purpose all over the world. In the name of Jesus, I'm praying properly according to your word. Ask anything in my name, you said, Jesus, your name, Jesus, and you said you would do it that the Father may be glorified. God, every person who has in their heart to help accomplish the purpose of God and for the glory of God, through church, through their ministry, through doing what's right, I pray that you would grant this prayer unto them, that a chunk, and I'm asking of something different, Lord, for a huge chunk. Let huge chunks fall. Amen. The people would know that you heard this prayer, and it's for your glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. And also for people who are sick, heal their body. In the name of Jesus, heal their bodies. And for people who have their backs against the wall, help them, God, get it off the wall. Help them make it. Somebody is facing a situation with financial bills. And God, I feel the pressure from it even as I'm praying. God, take that pressure. Assuage it completely in the name of Jesus. Lift the heavy burden. Lighten the heavy load. Those who are making preparation for bereavement situations, their loved one going to see the casket. All they need you, God, as they walk in there, going to make the plans. Oh, God, going to the home going. They need you to meet them there. Walk down the aisle. Help them down the aisle. Sit with them. Be there as they go through all that. When it's all over, stand with them like never before. Hear the groan, God. I just groan in the spirit because I'm asking you to do things where people are hurting. Hear the groan, God. Touch, heal, and deliver. Set free. Oh, God, you can make a way. You're all we have, all we need, and all we want. Touch, 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 touch everywhere. Bless, bless, bless everywhere, Lord. Heal, heal, heal. Hey, God. I see all that pain. Oh, God. Feel it in my heart. Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. Lord, touch. Hear my groan. In the name of Jesus. We're waiting and depending on you. And we're not going to wait till all the storms are over to give you praise. We're not going to wait till any battle is over to praise you. Every person who has been blessed by you is not going to sit there and wait till others praise you for them. Nobody can praise you for them. They have to praise you for themselves. God, I'm asking you to receive the praise this morning and the glory of God be revealed. Thank you for hearing my prayer. I have the testimony that you always hear my prayer and that you grant the things that I ask you to do. And I don't say this in an arrogant way. I say this in the most humble way. And God, I'm so thrilled and moved that you do hear my prayer. Thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless all of you this morning. I'm going to ask you before we do anything else, I want you, if you're grateful to be alive, I'm asking you not to sit there and let somebody else praise the Lord for you. In just a moment, I'm going to say praise check. I see it in my mind. One day, we're going to be in a stadium, and I'm going to come up to the mic. The first thing I'm going to do is say, people coming from all over the world, and people coming together with their brothers and sisters from all church affiliations, all denominations, coming together to give God praise. And I'm going to shout praise check. Oh, my God, I wish you could see these folks in this stadium praising God like it's pandemonium. You think the World Series is something? The way they be shouting. You think the football Super Bowl is something? The way they be shouting. There's going to come a day. There's going to come a day. Write it down, somebody. There will come a day when the people of God's praise or the praises from the people of God will surpass that of the Super Bowl. It will surpass that of the World Series. God is not going to let anybody have greater glory than he has. Never. It's going to surpass that of any Super Bowl or World Series. Somebody write that down, that the Lamb, Bernard Johnson, said that. One day it will come when the praises of God going up will surpass that of any Super Bowl or World Series. What greater praise have you ever heard in your life than that in the Super Bowl or World Series? Yeah, breaking records and things. God's praise is going to surpass that, far surpass it. Amen. Write it down to come to pass. And it was the Holy Ghost that said it, not me. But I want you to remember that the Lord said these things. Oh, my God, I hear it. It is so, it is so phenomenal, this praise that's going to go up to God. And he's going to get the glory, finally, get the glory that he deserves. Let's give him just a little foretaste of the glory of God. Can you speak? Do you have a voice? All over this prayer line. If your line has been opened to give him praise, don't you know your privilege? Because we don't have to open your line. Everybody's line is not open. Only a few. But if you love the Lord, he's been good to you, I'm getting ready to say it. Praise check. Come on in and give him praise. Amen. Praise check, everybody. God, thank you for what you've done.
Praise his name.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. I want to move to another area of praise here this morning, and this is another area of praise, doing things for the Lord. There's another area of praise. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? I want you to do a couple of things here this morning. Give us a station identification. And then I want to deal with trying to help someone here. Now, if you have your line open and you got personal things going on, here's the way you do it. Press star and then 6. It will mute your line. And you won't be able, you'll be able to hear us, but we won't be able to hear all your things in your household. Thank you so much. Give us a station identification, and then we'll come back and move further here with something else.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. God bless. Good morning. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We give God praise, amen, for our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador Lady Betty, First Lady of this line of the ministry, Global International. We give God praise. Thank God for Mother Allie Johnson, Mother to the Nations, how God is here. Everybody, we give God praise. Thank God for all of the ambassadors and the ambassadors-elect. Thank God for all of the bishops. Thank God for Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for each and every one of you in your respectful places and to all that are listening from around the world. We are here. We're broadcasting live from NPARadio.com, NPA on Blog Talk Radio. We are live. We're in a live studio. We can be reached simply by dialing into the live studio, 347-934-0207. 347-934-0207. Yes, and we are being heard literally all over the world. We are being heard in countries such as Argentina, Georgia, Portugal, Australia, Germany, Romania, Austria, Hungary, Slovakia, Slovenia, Indonesia, Belgium, Ireland, South Africa, Brazil, Bulgaria, Israel. We are all in Spain. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We're in Canada. We're in Italy, Japan, Sweden, Chile, Kenya, Switzerland, China, Costa Rica. Oh, my Lord. And the list goes on and on, on and on. Ah, yes. And to God be the glory. We don't have time to name all 94 countries, but to God be the glory for great things he has done. And we thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message around the world. God's ever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do. May God ever bless you and yours. Back to you.
Thank you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen. You know, it baffles my mind. We started out with around 3 people, and now over 194 countries. This is that's the copyrighted report. Am I right, Ambassador Hagen?
Yes, sir, Chief. That is the report that's been given to me. 194 countries. Yes, sir.
194 different countries, and
yes,
over 100 million listeners is more. Amen. I say this humbly, not to boast, but if I do boast, I do boast in Christ. Amen. What the Lord has done. The old folks used to sing that song, "Look what the Lord has done." Yeah. Look what the Lord has done. And I feel like I'm the least of anybody who should be used of God, but he has chosen me, and thank him for it. But look what the Lord has done. You don't have to be jealous. Let's join hands together, and we've, the Lord has used us all on this line. Thank God. I want to just shift this thing a little differently. Let me give you an example. I blew a song on my saxophone called Grateful. I normally try to play it every time I get up. Not because I don't have other songs. I have 19 different albums, or you might say CDs, 19 different CDs. So I have other songs, but I play that because I am grateful. You know that song, "I am grateful for the things that you have done." That song. And every time I play it differently. Why? Because I'm hearing from God. I get up and I'm asking God to play it to me. So I've never played the song the same, ever. same. So, and I played it numerous times, but it's never been the same. What I'm trying to tell you, that many times the Lord will take the same information, but the same format, but he uses it in a different way. So many different, you read the Bible, it's the same Bible you've read all your life. But there are new revelations that jump out at you every time. You read it over and over again, and you bring that message from that same text. But it's a different message in a different way. So here we go this morning. Same prayer line, but we got a different method here. All that to do this, I want to deal with the persons. Some time ago, you all wrote and supported Mother Edney Johnson and her grandson. He's released back with his family. Amen. He's been out of jail a while now. And God did it through you. God did it through you. And the Holy Ghost has spoken to me now and said, let's take on the assignment of three. Now, I spoke, or they spoke yesterday, Sister Lauren, the daughter of Ambassadors Sharon and Harold, I believe, Dark. Amen, from Michigan. And Sister Lauren, are you on the line this morning? If so, come off of mute quickly now. We can't wait on you. You understand. I'm trying to be nice. Yes, I can. But we spoke with her about her her husband and her ex-husband, who is facing a situation about to be deported. He's with the Board of Immigration trying to deport him. And she says she wants her husband back. That's a beautiful thing. I want us to write, man. If you're on here, Sister Lauren, I need to know it. Say something. Amen. All right. But I want to give you what I believe we'll get the Board of Appeals. And I want to give us that information about where to write to Ambassador Hagen, if you would. Where to write to for. Give us his name and spell his name to with us. And any information that needs to be spelled out, spell it for him. Everybody get your pen, get a piece of paper. I'm going to give you this. And Sister Lucille, are you on the line this morning? Right. Now, I ask you.
I'm here, Pastor.
All right. Be ready now. Be ready when. Be ready and don't go on mute and try, because that takes a while. Just stand by and be ready with the information. Do you have the information for your loved one?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, give us the relations to you. Who is that you want us to write in behalf of? Who is that, your son? That's what I'm asking. Is it your son or your brother, or who is it?
Yes, sir, it's my brother.
Your brother, all right. You got that information of who to write to, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let me say this to you all. I'm going to do two things here concerning this. I want you to get the address, get the name, and all the information of how to write letters to these concerning these people. We're going to give you the format and how to write them. And then I'm going to give you, this is only an idea of how. Okay. Dear members of the Board of Immigration, colon, if you put a comma there, that's okay. Okay. Then you approach them kind of like this, just the idea. I am writing in support of Andre Mulder. We spelled his name for you a while ago. I am writing in support of Andre Mulder, who is being detained at the Calhoun County Correctional Facility. Now, where is he being detained? He's being detained at the Calhoun County Correctional Facility, period. Then I said something like this. We were made aware of him through his wife, Lauren. I believe you spelled her name L-E-R-I-N. I'm not sure, but I think that's it. But that's not important. It is important, but you understand what I'm saying. Then I said something like, somebody please mute your phone. Okay. Then I said something like this. Many people are praying for Andre, period. We believe that all of us deserve another chance. It is our prayer that you would give Andre, or grant Andre Mulder another chance. Comma. Instead of deporting him, please return him to his home and to his family, period. I understand that he was raised here in America, period. Thank you in advance for all your help, period. And I just close it sincerely and put your name there. All you're saying is basically, if I just surmise it for you, all you're saying is that you're writing the board and you're writing in behalf of Andre Mulder and all of us. No, you're writing, you were made aware of him through the prayer line here, and you believe that all of us deserve another chance. And Andre was born here in America, and instead of deporting him, we're asking that you grant him to return to his family and return to his home. And you can put anything else the Lord has you to say in there. I'm just giving you an idea of how to write him, you know, that you're writing in support of him, in support of Andre Mulder. That right there, and the fact that you just sent a letter, regardless of what you say, the fact that you're writing to support will help him. Amen. Ambassador Stith, are you on the line this morning? If so, help us. You work with the prison system. You can help us even further. Are you there? All right. God bless you. But I've given you an approach of how you might want to write this. We're writing to the members of the Board of Immigration. Okay. And let me go over one more time very quickly, and then we'll transfer names from this and write also Sister Lucille's son. It's very simple. Just that's the general idea. I don't need to go over another letter, but that's the general idea how we're going to basically approach it. Okay? You're going to write the Board of Immigration Appeals. That's the first line on your list. Board of Immigration Appeals. Next line, 5107 Leesburg, L-E-E-S-B-U-R-G, Pike, Leesburg Pike, P-I-K-E, Suite, S-U-I-T-E, Suite 2000. Then Falls Church, two words, Falls, F-A-L-L-S, Church, C-H-U-R-C-H, Virginia, 22041. And then, again, you write, I would say, dear members of the Board of Immigration, and then go on with your letter. I just gave you an idea about the letter, okay? God bless you. I want to remind you, and you say, well, this is not the norm on the prayer line. This is all about prayer. You got to understand that you can have faith, but faith without works is dead. And God will use you. He uses people. Set free. All right. God bless you. All right, Sister Lucille, your brother is in prison also. Give us that information, please. Give it to us.
Pastor, I didn't get the information from the blog.
All right, we got to move on then. I'll come back tomorrow. All right. God bless you. All right, now, don't fail if you want to help your brother. See, your brother is depending on you. You got to cross the T's and dot the I's. If you don't do it, we cannot help you.
Okay.
So get the correct who to write to you.
I just got the address where he is. I thought, but I'll call today and get the other information.
All right, God bless you. All right, now, if there's anybody else on the line, I'll take three. This is one. Sister Lucille is two. We can take one more. We're trying to help. And this is all about prayer. What does prayer do? Prayer helps. Amen. And this is all about a prayer line. It's helping people. So if there's another one,
Douglas
let me
Coleman.
Know right now. Beg pardon?
Douglas Coleman. I don't have the information right now, but I can have it
tomorrow. Ready tomorrow. Just be ready tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
God bless you. And we'll call on that the information from Douglas Coleman. Remind me of that, please.
Okay, this is Ambassador-elect Bernita, area code 616.
Okay.
And thank you.
Douglas Coleman, am I right?
Correct.
Okay. God bless you. Those are three
thank
that
you.
We'll as assignment right now, and we'll work on that assignment. I want to tell you something. We have some great, 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 great people on this line. And one of the things I'm trying my best to teach is compassion. I mean, it's one of the attributes of God himself. Where do you think I got it from? I didn't get it from me. I got it from God. And he has compassion on people. So God bless you. Let's have a couple of praise reports this morning, maybe three. And then we'll move on with some prayer for those who are really hurting. I felt the pain on the prayer line this morning. We got time for about three praise reports, and then we'll take the last 10 minutes and get prayer. All right? Anybody? Can someone get those praise reports this morning about they're really just testimony about what the Lord has done for people? Amen. Who would take the praise reports this morning? If so, jump in there and get the praise reports for us. Anybody?
Good morning. This is Ambassador-elect Mother Digby, and I'd like to take the praise reports this morning. First, I want to give my praise report. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me and how the Lord has blessed me and how he supplied all my needs and how he blessed my going out and my coming in. And I thank and praise the Lord for this prayer line. I thank and praise the Lord for each and every one of you. I thank and praise the Lord for how the Lord has delivered every time Dr. Johnson has asked us to pray for the people that are in prison, how God has delivered and let some come out. I thank God for Thomas Betts, and he was one mother's grandson, and I remember writing a letter for him, and I'm looking forward to writing a letter for these other young men because my heart go out to young men that are in prison. Some of them are just not at the wrong place at the wrong time, but God is still able, and I thank and praise him for that. I thank him for how he blessed my nephew, who is now about in his early 50s, but he had been in and out of the prison system for years, and how God blessed him to come out, and how God saved him, and how he's running for his life. And I thank and praise the Lord for all of those things. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank and praise the Lord. Now, this is the time for you to give your praise report, and the line is open to you, anyone that wants to have a prayer.
Mother
and I know
Digby,
I'm
going to interrupt just for a moment. You have said something so tremendous. So Holy Ghost sparked something in me. And he said, tell the people, we have a responsibility. If any of you on this line have ever been to court, you know, you saw in court is a perfect example of a prime racial situation in America. The court should not be full. The courtrooms are full of blacks and browns. Now, you know, anybody on this line will know I'm telling you the truth. The courts are full of blacks, of black folks and brown folks in the courtroom. Full of blacks and browns. if you can't see, if you walk into a courtroom and see only black folks in there, only brown people in there, a few brown, then you can see it's racial prejudice all over America. And we have a responsibility. A lot of these people have been sent down for because they didn't have no food in their home. They went out and stole something and tried to get some food for that baby who was crying all night long. That will drive you absolutely crazy. You got to go out and get some food for that baby, get some milk for the baby. You understand what I'm saying? And you have a responsibility to help get them out. Amen. Whereas others have done major white collar crimes and all kind of collar crimes and only receive a slap on the wrist. You ought to feel the pain. Feel it. Your brothers and your sisters, but simply because their color is dark, they have received stringent sentences because of their skin color. I hope you take this assignment to help people who are in the prison system. We can't get everybody out, but we're trying to get some out. And I thank you, Mother Digby, for saying that. Oh, my God.
Amen.
All right, go ahead and get two or three prayers before. Thank God.
Amen.
Go right ahead, sister. I heard you.
Amen. This is Ambassador-elect Bonita, area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow.